Harry from McFly. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad at all, not bad at all. First of all, I just want to make sure that I get my pop quizzes correct. Please tell me, because the big debate over the word and the name McFly, it is from Back to the Future, yeah?
Yes, indeed.
Yes! I've had so many arguments about that, it's unbelievable. So how many years have you been at it then, you and the boys?
Well, we have been going since 2004. I think Tom's been going since 2003. So we're talking like, you know, 17, coming up 17 years.
See, what does that make you feel like? You know, back then, was the idea to go, we want to be in this forever? Or was it a bunch of mates just having a laugh?
I feel like we naively said, yeah, no, this is going to go on forever. And everyone around us was like, no, it's not, you know, from friends to family saying, like, you know, you got to get a proper job one day. What are you going to do when this finishes? You know, the shelf life of a pop band is generally about 4 or 5 years. But we kind of just ignored all of that because it just always felt right. It just felt good. And, you know, and it turns out we were right.
When you're up on stage and people are singing all the lyrics back to you, does that give you, you know, hairs on the back of your neck stand up? Does it give you goosebumps?
Yeah, I mean, it's an amazing thing. It's one of the, like, most incredible experiences you can have. I mean, for me, being in a band, the most, there's different elements, you know, the being able to create music and tour the world with your best mates is amazing. Writing and recording music's amazing. Playing music's amazing, and obviously, like, playing shows is the pinnacle, really. So yeah, it's a complete joy, and that's always why we kind of want to, you know, continue doing this for as long as possible.
Well, you do a great job, all you and the boys do. Can I just tell you my favourite McFly song ever?
Now, please do.
Five Colours and a Hair.
Yeah, fair enough. It jumps out at you.
It's great. I love that song.
It was our first single. It was our first ever song. And I think we've just kind of been downhill from there.
No, don't be like that.
No. Look, it was a good start, wasn't it? It was a good start.
It was such a good song. And I remember it jumping out of the radio at me. And it's just, great memories for me with that song. So first of all then, Trentham Gardens, Trentham Live. Have you ever been to Stoke-on-Trent before?
Yes, we have been to Stoke. McFly have been to every corner of this country. This has been in the diary for a while. We've just had our fingers crossed, and I just cannot wait to start playing shows again, because we've been starved of live music and well, everyone has, you know. So I think after everything we've all been through, it's, you know, like we saw with the Euros, just like getting crowds together and celebrating things that we love, it's going to be very special.
In Stoke-on-Trent, please tell me you've had an oat cake. Have you had an oat cake?
I don't know, possibly.
We're hosting the event anyway, so I will come backstage and I will bring you and the boys oat cakes, and you have cheese and sausage in them.
Okay, 4 oat cakes.
Yes.
Please. Put that on the rider right there.
Honestly, once you've had an oat cake, you'll never go back. You'll never want anything else anyway. Oat cakes win over bread every time.
Mate, I'm looking forward to it, because I love bread, so that's going to be, honestly, bread is where it's at. Every morning, 2 pieces of toast, 1 honey, 1 Marmite, cup of tea.
Oh, my days.
So if you can persuade me to change that to oatcakes, then
the challenge is on, and I reckon I'll win as well, anyway. Before we leave you to it, because I know you're very busy with the chaps and whatnot, can you just look straight...
You say that, I'm in the car. I'm waiting for the guys. Danny and Dougie are late this morning, and I don't have my studio keys on me, so I'm sat outside the studio in my car, waiting for Danny and Dougie.
So they are late?
They're always late, mate. They're always late.
Put your foot down with a firm hand and say, oi, chaps, I've been here.
It's been 17 years. I'm used to it.
I was going to say to you, on the day, we're looking forward to seeing you. We're looking forward to hearing all the hits and all that kind of stuff. You going to be playing any new music on the gig?
We were lucky enough to get an album recorded just before the lockdown kicked in. And then we were able to release it and promote it during some of the restrictions last year. So yeah, that was our sixth album, Young Dumb Thrills. So yeah, we'll play some songs from the new album. But you know, these kind of shows is all about having fun, entertaining the crowd. So yeah, all the hits, Five Colors in a Hair, yes. All About You, Stargirl, obviously. You know, Shine a Light, Heart Never Lies, all the hits.
Oh, wow.
A couple of covers chucked in there. But look, for us, it's all about entertaining and giving the crowd, hopefully, an amazing, amazing party, really.
And then you'll make all the girls cry with All About You as well, won't you, obviously?
That's always the aim. And the guys, Darren, and the guys. That's our aim.
Ace. Harry from McFly, give my best to the boys, and thank you, and we'll see you in a couple of months' time.
Thanks, Darren. Live from my car.
Yes!